There were empty seats inside Municipal Auditorium when President Trump took the mic on Wednesday night, but it wasn't for lack of people wanting to get in. Crowds were still waiting outside even as the speech ended. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, at the height, the line snaked through downtown Nashville for more than a mile.
It's mid-afternoon, and it just took Sonia Holt and her family 20 minutes to walk to the end of the line. But that was nothing compared to the drive.
We've been on the road since 5 o'clock this morning.
Holt lives in Elizabethton, right next to Johnson City, 300 miles from Nashville.
We have been so excited about this, to support him, to let him know that there's a lot of people that love him and are grateful and thank God every day that he got elected.
Holt was in good company. The line ahead of her was filled with ardent Trump supporters, many decked out in bright red hats or shirts. There were even some Make America Great Again scarves. But one woman wearing sparkly red, white, and blue confesses she's not a fan.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of us in line, too. Kind of incognito.
Trisha Farmer says she's part of a protest planned for inside the auditorium. During the president's speech, she says, someone will give a cue and they'll all stand up and leave. Or at least that was the plan. But 3 hours later, the time Trump was expected to start, Farmer was still a quarter mile away from the front of the line and decided to leave. Many Trump fans, however, tried to stick it out.
Can you help us get in?
Isabel Lindsay drove in from Lawrenceburg, near the Alabama border. She says she's had a good time waiting in line.
Our highlight was to see the, what do you call that?
The motorcade.
She says it was worth it to see the president's car, even if not the man himself. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.